Doc Gleason here, the podcasting beast with the Professor John Gotti, you know, the man with more names than Mrs. Wayne's has kids. Yes, that guy, Mr. Omega himself. How you doing there, boy?
No, can't call it, man. How are you doing,
Johnny? Man? I'm doing good. We have an end of an era, an end of a partnership, an end of a tandem, one of the last standing tandems in the NBA. Which I said for quite some time that it might have been time. CJ McCollum traded from the Trailblazers, splitting the last
duo. You would have thought at the time that it would have been Dame would have been dealt.
That's
when
a tough
they
one.
Were
I mean,
talking about him getting dealt out of Portland.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of people kept saying that. I read last week that he wanted to stay out west, so I could see why. But Dame sells more tickets. Dame sells more jerseys. You know, Dame is the ticket item that you have to keep around to kind of keep Portland relevant. You know, CJ, although he's a great player, a star, you know, in his own right, Dame is the main course. CJ, although he has main course potential, he's still side dish in Portland. But I think in New Orleans, he has a good opportunity, you know, with Zion in and out of the lineup, B.I., you know, still trying to find his way to superstardom. I think CJ is going to come in and help lift that Pelicans team to the next level.
I mean, let's hope so.
Yeah, but let's look at the trade there, though. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, at first I was like, they better stop playing. I know he didn't get traded for Josh Hart and some picks. You got to stop that right now. But New Orleans receives CJ McCollum, Larry Nance Jr., and Tony Snell, pretty good defenders. Portland receives Josh Hart, Tomas Satoransky, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who's a great product, and Didi Lazada, 2022 protected first-round pick and two future second-round picks. So it's
that first-round pick right now is the ninth pick as of now.
So I'm assuming this is going to be top five protected.
It's not guaranteed that it's top five protected.
Yeah, it doesn't really show here, but I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, obviously, the Trailblazers are going to build around Dame, as you previously mentioned. They already traded Robert Covington and Powell earlier this month. I think last week they traded those two. So it seems like they're in a mini rebuild. Nothing too crazy. They're in a mini rebuild.
For the Trailblazers, because the Pacers also made a trade too, I believe.
Right. They did.
They opened up $20.8 million in trade exception, and they'll be $17.1 million below the tax.
Which is good. I mean, I know the Trailblazers were in the talks to acquire Ben Simmons. I don't know now that they've traded away, you know, CJ McCollum, if that's still a possibility. But I don't know who else is on the roster.
Someone randomly tweeting that on Twitter and people kind of ran with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping to see more from the Blazers. They've always been a pretty tough team. They just came up, you know, one or two games shy of making it to, you know, the finals. They just really, they were missing a piece.
That's what we kept saying too.
Yeah. I mean, they tried to fill it with some people that, you know, I didn't think were the right guys, like Carmelo, you know, like some of those people that, you know, might have been beyond their time. Covington was a great pickup, I thought, at the time, somebody that can give them that 3-and-D, but they never brought in that third, I guess, star or complimentary player that could really bring them in to the next level, in my opinion. But, I mean, moving on here to the NFL really quickly here, Johnny, we had some new head coach hires or promotions. I don't even know what to call them anymore.
It's promotion.
You know, we'll start with the Saints here. Dennis Allen, I've been saying all along, please just promote the guy and let's stop all the hoopla. Like, he's there already.
It was way too much hoopla.
He's there already. Like, obviously they played under him. The players are familiar. And in a time where things are about to change so much, you need to keep something consistent and a defensive coordinator who's there, who already has the locker room's attention when you know they're about to lose some guys because they're $99 million over the cap. Of course, I'm exaggerating, but you want to make sure that something stays the same. And Dennis Allen, I mean, it's not a great opportunity, but at least he's familiar with the organization and the players he's dealing with.
I feel like the longevity of this head coaching decision process is a detriment towards this entire process.
Yeah.
Because they felt like that was the person they wanted this whole time. And of course, people started to bring up the Brian Flores situation.
Right.
But this is an example of if you knew who you wanted already, you didn't need to do any interviews. Because in this case, you're promoting from within.
That's what I was thinking too. And the problem is that you invite other people in and then you have to satisfy the Rooney rule. And that's when it gets kind of dicey because it's like, you know, you want to hire Dennis Allen. Like you said, just bring Dennis Allen in. Like, hey, we're just going to promote Dennis Allen. But once you bring in somebody else, then you have to go ahead and fulfill the Rooney rule, which is what Brian Flores is saying. Like, hey, you're going in these interviews knowing dang well you don't have a shot.
Yep.
And now it's like, you know, they just brought me in to fulfill a stipulation, you know.
Yeah.
But
I'm not sure. As people called it, check a box.
Check a freaking box. But, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Obviously, the Texans went ahead and moved forward with the Lovie Smith hire. You know, Lovie was already there. So, technically, this isn't a promotion from associate head coach to head coach. Like I said, it's signed, beard, delivered.
Yep.
Oh God, that's so cringeworthy. But Lovie stays in Houston, you know, where he was there last season. And again, smart hire. I wish they would have thought about this, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. We could have skipped the whole ordeal.
Now they have to do a choice now because they kind of had their hands forced, but
yeah. And now, of course, lawyers are saying that Texans only hired Lovie Smith over the Brian Flores ex-Dolphin NFL lawsuit, which we talked about. Because of the longevity, again, as you said, of the process, it just makes sense. Now we got to see what happens with Brian Flores. I know, you know, you mentioned yesterday, rumor mill as he joins the Bills staff. I mean, obviously, he can always go back to the Patriots staff. I know the Bucks just lost a linebacker coach who got hired as defensive coordinator. I forget which team hired him, but he's going to have some options. Of course, you feel for the Eric Bieniemies, you know, obviously Brian Flores, you know, all the people that, you know, should have gotten jobs, but you have.
Like, and not even so much as they deserve a job, they just deserve a chance to be able to do it. And that's the thing that has Doc and Prof so upset is the fact that they deserve a chance to do it. Other news, ex-Giants head coach Joe Judge has returned to the Patriots as an offensive assistant.
There you go.
And the Giants are hiring Don Wink Martindale as their defensive coordinator.
Which is good. Good for the Giants. I mean, again, I think we're going to see some moving pieces. I hate that this is all happening during Black History Month. You know, how apropos, right?
Yeah.
That all this is happening during Black History Month seems just about right. But I just wanted to throw some quick stuff at you, ladies and gentlemen out there in the debate amongst sphere. But I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform. But if they didn't, they can always go to their website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over more news, more analysis, and those reads.